Breast Cancer Awareness Month is an annual international health campaign organized by major breast cancer charities in October each year to increase awareness of the disease and to raise funds for research into its cause. And here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, breast cancer survivor Sylvia Gould said she was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer just before her 45th birthday. Mrs. Gould emphasized the importance of a strong support system.
When I got the news, it was a shock, but not exactly a shock, because I felt the lump. I did a mammogram and was told that there was a suspicious lesion, and my younger sister had already been diagnosed with cancer. So when I got the news, it was like, oh my God, I'm the second. I certainly had a support system. I had my parents, particularly my mother. I had my sisters. I had very good friends. I remember I had a friend in Union Island, for example, and when I told him that I had been diagnosed with breast cancer, he said to me, "You need to get away from everything." He sent up a plane ticket. I went to uni and I spent a few days just relaxing and being pampered. And it made me feel better. When I came back up, I was in a better frame of mind. But as I said, my support was there all the time. Everybody was making sure that I was all right, praying for me, members in the church, etc. So it wasn't that bad.
Mrs. Gould, who is a retired nurse, outlined the treatment which she underwent following her diagnosis of breast cancer.
When the diagnosis was confirmed after I had the lumpectomy, a friend came in the hospital and said to me, "Don't let them take off your breast. Just pray to God and he will heal the breast." But I was advised that a mastectomy, which is removal of the breast, was the best option. And as a nurse with a lot of experience, I realized and accepted that that was the best way to go. So I had the mastectomy. It was painful surgery, but the treatment that I got in hospital, I was in a private hospital, was really, really very good. Everybody was supportive. Following that, because it was in the early stage, thankfully, I didn't need to have chemotherapy nor radiation, but I did have to take tamoxifen, which is a medication, a tablet, for 5 years. 5 years in which, for the first time in my life, I remembered to take tablets. During those 5 years, I forgot my medication one time. Just before that, if I had a course of treatment for 7 days, I might forget 4 out of the 7 and have to take it at a later date. But it may become more disciplined in terms of my medication because I knew that it was important.
And Mrs. Gould said the breast cancer diagnosis has not prevented her from reaching her full potential in life.
Life after cancer is great. After I had cancer and I had the mastectomy, I met a wonderful, wonderful man, and we are married today. I'm going to say this, he might be upset with me, but one day we were hanging out and we were talking. And, you know, early in the relationship when we were dating, and I said to him, "Why do you want a woman with no heart and one breast?" And he said, "Well, you are more than a breast." And to today, I mean, people say to us, we are a match made in heaven. I do believe that. And I thank God for bringing him in my life. My son was there. He was about 8 when I had cancer. And the rest of my family, our bond strengthened, my faith in God strengthened. So, and I have gone on to do so many things since then. Cancer should not stop anyone from achieving life goals. You can do a lot.
And that was breast cancer survivor Sylvia Gould. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.